Chapter 16, God's Intervention. Some time back, a neighbor asked me, "Why did God let my daughter burn in a house fire?" The night before, we'd experienced a thunderstorm that blew a large branch from a tree in my backyard. A nest of baby robins lay on the ground. All three were dead. I showed the nest and the deceased baby birds to my neighbor and asked, "What caused this?" He answered, "The storm, of course." "So," I said, "if the same storm would have caused the limb to fall on my house, and if it had collapsed the roof onto my daughter and killed her, would you then blame it on God or the storm?" Dubious at first, my friend began to understand. If God placed angelic spirits into man, the combination did not make human beings immune to the elements of the earth. As animals, we are subjected to the environmental issues just like every other living creature. Diseases and other natural disasters are not caused by God on an individual basis. They are just part of the earth cycle I spoke of earlier. In ancient times, humans thought earthquakes were caused by God as punishment for sins, and in some cases actually sacrificed their children to prevent such. A house fire is no more caused by God than is an earthquake. If God put this world into motion, I do not believe he is sitting up in heaven like some wizard behind a curtain, pulling levers and pushing buttons to control every aspect of what happens on earth. He doesn't decide which city it will rain on and how fast the wind will blow at a given place and time. Could he? If he can create the world, God surely can control it, should it be his desire. But if God controls every happening on this earth, then every unfortunate and/or evil situation that occurs would be accounted to God. My suspicion is that God does not control everything that happens on this earth. If the Bible is true, if God is real, he set this thing in motion and he lets it run on its own. And if that is true, then like it or not, while we are here on earth, we have to deal with earthly, terrestrial issues. Perhaps God is more concerned with how we as individuals react to earthly issues, how we react to the situations we encounter on a daily basis may be what we are judged by in the end. That brings us to prayer. Does God intervene because of prayer? It is a question no human being on earth can answer for certain. Assuming God is real, if you want his intervention, you will have to pray for it. And biblically speaking, I would say the best time to do that is right after receiving communion for the forgiveness of one's sins. What better time to ask God's intervention than right at that moment when one is assumably without sin? Should prayer be for oneself? Or should prayer only be for a loving act toward another person? It would seem that the only things one should pray for in regards to oneself are wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Given those, one should be able to make his or her own breaks in life.